Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitya Gaura Hari Ba, 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 Nitya Gaura Hari Ba. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Nitya Gaura Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Hari Ba. Nitya Gaura Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Nitya Gaura Hari Ba.
Sankirtan Jagvi. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajagachaya Shishi Mad, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajagachaya Shishi Mad, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Brindaki, Namachaya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Ram Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Shri Gauravakta Brindaki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Girigovadana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Shri Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulasi Maharani Ki, Srimati Radharani Ki, Shishi Gornitai Ki, Shishi Radha Madhava Ki, Shishi Jagannath Baladev Lady Subhadra Devi's Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Gantarao Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottama Devim sarasvatim vyasa Tato jayam udirayet Vede ramayane chaiva Purane bharate tata Atavante chamadye cha Adi Savatra Giyate Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Gire Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dhiratarane Paramananda Madhavam Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. We offer our most respectful obeisances to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Says that Krishna is the speaker of the Bhagavatam. So with the mercy of the Bhagavatam, mercy of Sri Guru Vaishnavas, then we can understand how Krishna is helping us, speaking to us. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th Canto, Chapter 5, Lord Rishabhadev's teachings to his sons. And today we're on text number 8. Is that correct? 558. Please repeat. Pumsa Striya Patuni Bhavam Etam Tayo Mita Vidhaya Grantim Ahu Atha Guha Shetra Suta Apta Vittai Janasya Moha Ayam Aham Mama Iti. Bhumsastriya Mithuni Bhavam Mitam Tayo Mito Vidhaya Grantem Ahu Atho griha sheta sutapta vita Janasya moho yamaham aveti Umsastriya mithuni bhavamitam Tayo mito vidhaya grante mahu Ato griha sheta sutapta vitae Janasya moho yamaham ameti. Shriyamituni bhavam mitam Tayo mito hidaya gante maho Oto guya shita sitapta vitae
Thank you.
Jesus. Female. Mituni Bhavam, attraction for sexual life. Hitam, this. Tayo, of both of them. Mita, between one another. Vidhaya Grantim, the knot of the hearts. Ahu, they call. Hata, thereafter. Griha, by home. Kshetra, field. Suta, children. Apta, relatives. Vitai, and by wealth. Janasya, of the living being. Moha, illusion. I am this. Aham, I. Mama, mine. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Please repeat. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and the female, one becomes attracted to his body, his home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sex serves as the natural attraction between man and woman. And when they are married, their relationship becomes more involved. Due to the entangling relationship between man and woman, there is a sense of illusion whereby one thinks, this man is my husband, or this woman is my wife. This is called Hridaya Granthi, the hard knot in the heart. This knot is very difficult to undo, even though a man and a woman separate, either for the principles of Vanashram or simply to get a divorce. In any case, the man always thinks of the woman, and the woman always thinks of the man. Thus, a person becomes materially attached to family, property, and children, although all of these are temporary. The possessor unfortunately identifies with his property and wealth. Sometimes, even after renunciation, one becomes attached to a temple, or to a few things that constitute the property of a sannyasi. But such attachment is not as strong as family attachment. The attachment to the family is the strongest illusion. In the Satya Samhita, it is stated, Pramadhyā yagyavalkyādhyā uchyante sri sahāyina bodhyante kechanaitesham visheshaṁ cha idho vidhu. Sometimes, it is found among exalted personalities like Lord Brahmā that the wife and the children are not a cause of bondage. On the contrary, the wife actually helps further spiritual life and liberation. Nonetheless, most people are bound by the knots of the marital relationship, and consequently, they forget their relationship with Krishna. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Gaura Govinda Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nevishesha Shunyavadi Pashtita Adeshitane. Translation again. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and the female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. So this is my first class that they asked me to give, so hopefully you'll be patient with me and we can pray to Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnavas that we can speak proper thing and not offend anyone. This is a very delicate topic, but most important issue. Srila Prabhupada says that unless you're like Lord Brahmā, most of us are very much in illusion and affected by this attraction between a man and a woman. And it's explained that this is the root cause of all the other types of attractions or attachments that we can develop in this material world. And because of this hard knot in the heart, it's very, very difficult to undo that hard knot. So of course, if we can understand and be honest within ourselves, introspective, Srila Prabhupada says, we can understand by hearing from the Shastra and Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, what is our actual condition. We are eternally Krishna Nitya Das, but because of this attraction and ultimately this attachment and all of the activities that go along with that, we have forgotten that what is that Sanatan Dharma. And so in most cases, this attraction and this attachment, it creates an illusion or maya and a very, very tight knot within the heart. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this knot. In a Srimad Bhagavatam class Srila Prabhupada gave in Los Angeles, August 24, 1972, Srila Prabhupada was talking about this Hridaya Granthi. This means a heart, and Granthi means knot. So everyone's heart is a knot. And what is that knot? The knot is sex. And it's explained that from Lord Brahmā all the way down to the Indragopa or the ant, everyone is affected by this sex desire, this attraction and this sex desire. Material enjoyment, Srila Prabhupada continues, it begins there. Everyone's heart, man and a woman, this is a heart disease. Sometimes Prabhupada talks about the lust is like a heart disease. The man, he wants to have a woman. And the woman, he wants to have a man. This is searching after. Everyone is searching after. And some way or another, if they unite, then the knot becomes tied up very, very strong. And that is called a knot. Then, as soon as the knot is there, then house, then land, then Griha Kshetra Sutta, then children, then friends, then money. In this way, one after another, we become knotted up into so many things. So this knot is called Hridaya Granthi, one after another. It begins by the attraction and the attachment to the sex life. One after another, Prabhupada says. Just like to make it tight, you give one knot. And then again, you make another knot. And then another knot. And then another knot. And then another knot to make it secure. So this is our position. This material world, we are knotted up in so many ways, and we are creating more and more knots. We are bound up in this material life by so many knots. So the process of cutting down, we have begun. These knots are there. The whole world is working so hard on account of being knotted up in so many ways. But this Krishna consciousness, if you take this sword and carefully work, then all of these knots will be cut off, and then you will become free. Srila Prabhupada ki. So another place in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's talking that everyone in the material world, if we have a material body and we're in the material world, it means that we have this sex attraction, the sex desire, we have this heart disease. And it's explained in 331, 37 in the Srimad Bhagavatam that amongst all kinds of living beings begotten by Brahma, namely the men, demigods, animals, none but the sage Narayana is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of a woman. Or women, man for woman. Srila Prabhupada, he says in the purport of that verse, there is none among them who is not attracted by the spell of Maya in the form of woman. Throughout the entire material world, beginning from Brahma down to the small insignificant creatures like the ant, everyone is attracted by sex life. That is the basic principle of this material world. Lord Brahma's being attracted by his daughter is a vivid example that no one is exempt from sexual attraction to woman. Woman, therefore, is the wonderful creation of Maya to keep the conditioned soul in shackles. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. Don't get mad at me. Don't get upset. Many, many places, Shastra is speaking like this. If you're transcendental and you're realizing you're not your body, then you'll not be affected by that statement. And for the woman, the man is same. The verse today is talking that attraction. And of course, that's generally it's like that. Right? Now, Prabhupada says in this particular purport today, that sometimes it is found amongst exalted personalities like Lord Brahma that the wife and the children, they are not a cause of bondage. On the contrary, the wife actually helps further spiritual life and liberation. So if devotees are very serious about their spiritual life, very exalted in their Krishna consciousness, receiving full mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnavas and the Lord, then by that surrender, by that full engagement in bhakti to that Rishikesh, Krishna, then Krishna, he will purify and control our mind and our senses for us. In the song of Gopinath by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's admitting to Gopinath that I have tried to control my mind and senses hundreds, thousands of times. By my own strength, my own intelligence, I have tried again and again and again, sincerely. But at the end, I have to admit my defeat. I could not do it. And therefore, Gopinath, I completely surrender unto you. This is my only hope to be able to purify and control these mind and senses and such a strong attraction and attachment for this opposite sex or sex life. Srila Prabhupada says this is a long-standing problem. This is not a recent problem. And so that knot, that attraction, that attachment and desire for sex life is extremely difficult to get purified of and to overcome. And when Maya came to test Haridas Thakur, then she admitted when she could not defeat the devotion and the concentration of Haridas Thakur, then she admitted, I've bewildered even Lord Brahma. What to speak of great rishis and munis and everyone I've been able to attract and affect. But you, because of your complete absorption in Prem Bhakti and Shudanam, I was not able to attract you and to catch you. Huh. So without that full absorption and full faith and complete surrender to Guru and Krishna, no one can overcome a such strong attachment and overcome this tight knot of material desire in the form of lust. So this lust, this is a great stumbling block and obstacle, the greatest, and the source of every other attraction and attachment that we have. And so we should think. First, we should be honest. Yes, from Lord Brahma to the end, everyone is affected by this attraction. Everyone has that lust, that disease, that heart disease. So it's explained that one who's very intelligent, one who's very wise, who's very serious about advancing in devotional service and bhakti, then he'll think, I have to clean up this heart disease. And it's very deep-rooted. It requires to cut. Who will cut and uplift this great heart disease within us? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's admitting his defeat. Arjuna to Krishna, he said, my trying to control this raging, crazy mind and senses, impossible. So great, great personalities and Vaishnavas, they're admitting and they're praying. Of course, they're playing the role of conditioned soul, but they're also teaching us to understand what is our position. One devotee I spoke with this morning, I was trying to discuss a little with him, and he said, "No, we just have to control our mind and our senses." And I a little bit laughed, and I said, "You know, good luck." And then I mentioned about the Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other examples of those Vaishnavas who understand that this is so powerful, such deep-rooted heart disease is there, that what strength or intelligence do we have in and of ourselves to uproot or to overcome such a deep-rooted disease of the heart? So therefore, it's explained that one must completely surrender to Rishikesh or surrender to Krishna, and surrender to Krishna means to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Yasya prasada bhagava prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi. So if we surrender and we please bona fide guru, shri guru, and we get his mercy, then we get the mercy of Krishna. With the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of sadhu guru Vaishnavas, then they can help us how to overcome. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to show special mercy to my devotees, my surrendered devotees, then I, dwelling in their heart, I destroy, I purify, I uproot that disease. In the first canto, chapter 2, text 17, very famous verse is there, how to uproot or overcome this heart disease. Shrimratam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana ridhanto stohya bhadrani vidunoti surut satam. It says that Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, he's the Paramatma, Chetaguru. He is situated within everyone's heart as a super soul. And he is the benefactor of the truthful devotee. He cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So Krishna, as the Paramatma Chaitanya Guru within the heart, when he sees a devotee as being honest and truthful and admitting frankly, not pretending, not trying to hide, not trying to cheat Krishna. We cannot cheat Krishna. He's watching every step, every moment. We should immediately just be honest with Krishna and say, oh Krishna, you know what is my problem. You know what is this heart disease that I have. It's always defeating me and is always keeping me from nicely progressing in my devotional life. Without your mercy, without your special mercy, to purify my heart and my consciousness, how will it be possible? So if that soul can understand its condition and completely takes shelter of and cries before Krishna, then if it is sincere cry before in the heart, Krishna will know, oh, this person wants to overcome finally this problem. This person no longer wants to be Maya Das or Go Das. Now he's crying, how can I become really Krishna Das? So that realization of remembrance that we are Krishna Nitya Das, that comes by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas who read the Shastra. And those words are very powerful and purifying. And with that mercy, we can wake up to what is our condition. That for so long, for so many long lifetimes, we have just simply been Maya Das, endlessly serving the demands of our mind and senses. But somehow by good fortune, by good association, we've come to our senses and we've realized, I don't want to be Maya Das anymore. Maya Das, our Gurudev used to many times say, is just hitting you with heavy, heavy lashes. Other Vaishnavacharyas, they talk about getting kicked and heavy punishment because of this uncontrolled mind and senses and engaging in sinful life. So when we become very serious to overcome and we want to get out of this heavy kicking and these heavy lashes by Maya as a result of our not being able to purify and control our mind and senses, then we will look very seriously how to surrender to Krishna and how to surrender to Guru in order to receive and get their mercy. When Krishna is a witness, he's within the heart of every living entity, and he can see this person is really serious, really crying, really sincere, and that desire to overcome this heart disease, then Krishna shows special mercy. He himself, as the super soul, as Paramatma within the heart, he cleanses that desire. Krishna says to show special mercy to my surrendered devotee, I'll get rid of all of this tama, all of this darkness, all of these modes of material nature from the heart of that devotee. Which devotee? The devotee who has developed an urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Srila Prabhupada says to become greedy for sadhu sangha, Vaishnava sangha, association with Vaishnava sadhu, real sadhu, Vaishnava, means to hear from them. And what are we hearing? Is we're hearing these instructions from Krishna, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And if those words are not theoretical, if they are practically realized and Krishna is manifesting within that katha, then it has a very powerful and potent effect to enter into the ear and to go to the heart and to help cleanse and purify this disease that we have within our heart. So Srila Prabhupada says you must hear with submissive oral reception. You must open yourself very seriously and sincerely to hear these instructions from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Guru Sadhu and Shastra. And we must be very sincere and serious that yes, I need to hear this Harikatha Krishna Nam from the lips of pure sadhu. We say every day in the prayers to the spiritual master that my only desire, what is it? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitate Kurya Akya. My only desire is to have your association, Gurudev, so that I can hear this Harikatha Krishna Nam emanating from your lotus mouth. My only desire is to have that association and to hear those potent words and that potent Harinam, so that if it enters inside of the ear hole and it goes to the heart and the consciousness, that it will cleanse me, purify me of all material desire, of all of this heart disease, especially this lust. My only desire is to purify my consciousness by hearing that Harikata Krishna Nam emanating from your lotus mouth. So one who very seriously wants to purify their heart and consciousness will become very serious and very greedy to always get proper association of Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. And real Sadhu Guru Vaishnava can speak and will only speak about pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti. And with the mercy of Guru Krishna, Krishna's parampara, then those words will have a miraculous effect at purifying our heart and consciousness. And we see the example of Srila Prabhupada going to New York City, and he's there in Tompkins Square Park. Many of us have been there, we've visited there, and you see even to this day, every drunkards, all the kids are doing drugs, and people are passed out on the benches. It's really a bit of a crazy scene, isn't it? Giranagari Prabhu, you've been there many times, right? Isn't it still like that today? And so you can imagine Srila Prabhupada coming from Vrindavan, coming from the spiritual world and going in the middle of that park, and everyone is completely intoxicated, under heavy-duty tamagun, maybe a little rajagun, and Srila Prabhupada, he just sat with his cartels and he just started chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada and Jaladuti, he said, he was praying to Krishna, these people are completely in Maya. They're completely under the modes of material nature, and that Maya is making themselves think that they're enjoying their lives. So how will it be possible that this message of the Bhagavatam, this holy name, how will they receive it? And then Prabhupada said, anyway, you are Yogeshwar, you're supreme mystic. You can do and you can undo things. You put them in Maya, you can also get them out of Maya. And Krishna says, Mama Maya Dhyadaya, it's very, very difficult to overcome Maya. But Krishna says, if you surrender unto me, if you completely depend upon me, then very easily you can overcome it. So why are we not very easily overcoming this heart disease? It means we're not so serious for that real surrender, that convincing surrender to Krishna, whereby he uplifts and purifies all of these material desires and material attachments from our heart. So we have a surrendering problem, and we have a hearing problem, isn't it? So without Prabhupada says, this hearing, that is the medicine. If you hear really Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Prabhupada says in this purport, messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from him. So we have to hear that Shudanam. We have to hear messages where Krishna is manifesting within those words, within the holy name. And if we hear with rapt attention, and it enters inside of us to the submissive aura reception, this is how to purify the heart and the consciousness. Prabhupada says, whenever there is offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken. That katha, that holy name, that must be shudanam, that must be offenseless hearing and chanting. Otherwise Krishna will not manifest. That's why as we're chanting Namaparad, we're not able to purify our heart and our consciousness. So therefore we have to hear shudanam, we have to hear pure name, pure Harikatha, Krishna Katha spoken from bona fide Guru, Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. And that Katha, Krishna will manifest within that Katha. And the result is, it's so powerful, so potent, that as Srila Prabhupada would deliver the holy name, then it could penetrate all of the modes of material nature, all of the tamagun, all of the coverings of that soul, and could be injected through the ear into the heart of any conditioned soul. And you see Mahaprabhu also, he's making the tigers and the lions and the bears, he's making even the animals to jump up and down and to dance and to chant Hare Krishna. So we need the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we need the mercy of Mahaprabhu's dear devotee in order to be able to hear this very powerful vibration. We should not get hung up on, well, where is that vibration? We should just realize we need the vibration, which means we need the Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, so we should become greedy for such association. Srila Prabhupada talks in the third canto about attachment, So if you want to give up this attachment to the material, then you must become attached to Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, real Sadhu. And all the qualities of bona fide Sadhu are there. He must be pure devotee. He must not be running after money or women. The Dhanam, the Janam, the Sundarim, Kavitam Bhajagat Ishakamaye, Mama Jamani Jamani Ishwari Bhavatat Bhaktya Haiti Kitaye. No Kanak, Kamini, Pratishta. Not running after women, not running after money, and not running after Pratishta. Not running after name and fame and position and power. Mahaprabhu said you should be humble like a blade of grass. Tranada Pisanichena, Turoi Vasa Hisana. Be more tolerant than a tree. And be respect, pay respects to one and all. Don't demand respects. Respect. So are we humble like the blade of grass lying in the street? Are we more tolerant than a tree? As soon as somebody doesn't give us a little respect, immediately we become angry. Isn't it? Hey, pay obeisances, pay obeisances. Don't you know who I am? And then we wonder why we cannot chant always, why we cannot nicely relish the pure holy name. It's because we're not following the instructions as it is. We're not getting mercy. So Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to purge your mad mind, then you must take in the potent medicine. It must not be theoretical. It must be, Prabhupada says here, offenseless. Shuddha. Shuddhanam. It must be pure. And if we take that pure medicine with an open ear, submissive our reception from bona fide pure source, and Prabhupada says the diet, that is the Krishna Prasad, Jagannath Prasadam, this is the expert treatment to purge the mad mind. So if we're honest and we realize that the mind is still mad, Prabhupada said everyone in the material world is more or less insane. Sometimes Prabhupada said that everyone here in the material world is a demon. More or less. More or less. So we want to clean it up. We want to purify it. We want to get free from this heart disease, which is a very, very strong attachment. Srila Prabhupada in this purport in the first canto, he says, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over the material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Very difficult. Mama Maya Dharata. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on his path, on the path back to Godhead. And many stalwarts in the devotional line, they fell victim to these allurements, and thus they retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord Himself, then the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. So it doesn't appear to be as easy as anything because we're trying to do it ourselves. And we're meeting with defeat again and again and again, hundreds and thousands of times, and we're getting discouraged, we're getting depressed, we're getting frustrated, we're starting to doubt the whole process, then many doubts start to come, and then you lose your enthusiasm. But it just means we're not understanding that the only way to solve it is to surrender to Krishna. Is to surrender to Guru means to surrender to Krishna. Then very easily you can overcome it. Prabhupada also says in this purport that when Krishna is Paramatma Chaitu Guru, he sees that devotee is completely sincere. We say, well, I think I'm a little sincere, right? I think I'm sincere. We all like to think that we're very sincere. Well, Srila Prabhupada says, when Krishna sees that you are completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become very eager to hear about Him. So are we completely sincere? And Prabhupada says, perfectly anxious to always hear about Krishna? That's a question. That's a question. So when Krishna sees that we are completely sincere, and we have become are greedy and eager to want to always hear about him, then when Krishna sees that, then the Lord, Prabhupada says, he acts from within that devotee in such a way that that devotee may easily go back to him. We're not convincing Krishna. Therefore, he is not giving that mercy, that blessing. That's why it's not easily happening. That's why the heart disease is not coming out. Prabhupada said, the Lord, he is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can even desire. He wants us more than we want him. And he's trying like anything, but we're not cooperating. We're not listening. We're not surrendering. We are not completely sincere, contrary to popular belief, including our own belief. Prabhupada says here, most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. What? Oh. Only a very few men or ladies want to go back to Godhead. Only very few are completely serious about wanting to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada says, but anyone who does desire, who does develop that desire to want to go back to Godhead, then Sri Krishna helps in all respects. So we must understand what is the prerequisite, what is the requirement in order to convince Krishna. All of the Vaishnavas, all of their songs, all of their examples are all those Vaishnavas are crying before the Lord, piteously crying for that mercy. But we may not be crying for that mercy. We may be crying for Maya. Oh, I can't have this, I can't enjoy, oh, I had it and then I lost it. Right? So we're crying most of the time for Maya. We're not crying truly, deeply enough, at least for myself. I don't know about all of you. And so Krishna is just watching and he's not convinced. And so therefore, okay, more heavy lashes for Maya. She has a very nice way of convincing us. It said that the Maya is doing very thankless task. Nobody likes Maya, isn't it? But Maya is helping us like anything. Because the heavy lashes, the kicking of Maya is so painful. It's so disturbing. It creates so much anxiety that any sane person would think, what kind of quality of life is that? So I must fix it up, I must clean it up, I must do what is required in order to get mercy from Guru and Krishna. And with that mercy, it's a very powerful mercy. Only by that mercy can one purify and control his mind and senses and engage in righteous activity rather than a sinful activity. So let us try to be much more sincere. Let us try to genuinely, from the soul, cry to Krishna consistently, constantly. Not the one, my Gurudev used to say, not one time crying. Yes, I cried once. No, constantly crying. Constantly crying before the Lord. And when Krishna, and he says all the devotees, Bilva Mangala Thakur, all the devotees, Dhruva Maharaj, you look, they're all crying before the Lord, piteously crying before the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is the quality of your chanting. Just like a baby crying for its mother. So we're mechanically chanting, we're spacing out, doing so much nama parad. And they were wondering why we're not getting reciprocation, why our heart and consciousness is not becoming cleansed. So we should understand, Prabhupada said, this is a great science. So we should understand the science, we should be convinced by it, and we should rededicate ourselves on a daily basis to practice it in a very real and serious way. And then we will get the results. We will very easily, with that mercy, be able to overcome this strong desire and attraction for especially this sense gratification, this type of sense gratification. So I'll stop there. If someone has some question or point, please, you say. Please, tell. Who?
I don't have a question. Anyone have a question? Very nice class, Maharaj. Very succinctly put.
I'm just preaching to myself, that's all.
I know.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a nice class. So, Madhurya Kadambani, in Madhurya Kadambani it says that four impediments, Asatrishna, Hridaya Daurpalyam. So there is two more things, but how to overcome this Hridaya Daurpalyam, weakness of heart?
How to overcome anarthas?
Yeah.
Is that what your question is?
Yeah.
What's the greatest anartha? If you can overcome the greatest anartha, the greatest attraction, the source and the root of every single other anartha that we develop, you solve that problem by surrender to Guru and Krishna, you get their mercy and their blessings, then what other problem, what other anartha cannot be solved? You see, we say that verse Rupa Goswami talks about a Daoshrata, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana, Bhajana Kriya. We must do very serious bhajan. But how serious is our bhajan in order to get anartha nivritti? So we must hear from bona fide sadhu guru Vaishnava. We must take their instructions, Prabhupada says, as your life and your soul. And this is the perfection of your spiritual life. Because that will guarantee you to get the mercy from Sri Guru Vaishnavas. And to get the mercy from Sri Guru Granga, Sri Guru Krishna. And with that mercy, the impossible can become possible. And without that mercy, then what are we going to do? We'll just sit with all these unwanted things in our heart, we'll sit in a diseased condition for the rest of the life, and then you take another material body. So those who are very serious to clean it, to overcome the anarthas, we must be very serious in our sadhu sangha and in strictly following the instruction of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, whoever is helping and inspiring you in your spiritual life. Then the end result of very serious surrender and taking the instructions of the spiritual master as your life and your soul, then you get his mercy, you get Krishna's mercy, then all the anarthas, all the unwanted things will be cleansed from your heart and your consciousness. This is the process. So whether it's this anartha or that anartha, okay, we can do an analysis of all the different anarthas, all the different types of offenses, okay, that's also nice. But the solution is always the same. Whatever the problem is, whatever the anartha is, whatever the attachment that you have, or whatever problem you have in your heart and your mind, that can only be solved with mercy and blessings of Sri Guru Vaishnavas, Sri Guru Garanga, and Krishna. Isn't it? So this is the simple, quickest, fastest, most effective way with mercy and blessing. Finally, Krishna said it to Arjuna after describing cultivation of knowledge, doing vanashram, controlling the mind and the senses, so many things he spoke about, karma, jnana, yoga. Finally he said, Savadaman prichajamam kam sharanam braja, just surrender unto me. Don't worry, don't be in anxiety, I'll free you from your karma and your karma below. But we're not surrendering, we're not trusting Krishna, we're not allowing him to do his work, we're not agreeing to be Krishna Das. Externally we're saying, yes, we're devotees, yes, we're Krishna Das, but internally we're still acting like a Maya Das. Whatever our mind and senses say, oh, well, what to do, I have to do it. Isn't it? So if we want to stop being Maya Das and really, really become Krishna Das, and not, my Gurudev, when I first met him, he said, what is your name? I said, Murali Krishna Das. He said, oh, that's a very nice name. So that must mean that you are the Das of that Murali Krishna. Why don't you become a real Das and stop pretending that you're a Das? I was like, wow, I just met this person. It says in the social circle, when you meet some new person, you're supposed to speak some sweet words, isn't it? And Srila Prabhupada says, yes, in the social circles that's true, but not in spiritual life. Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, he speaks real thing. His words are very heavy, very cutting. And to cut the false ego, to cut this knot after knot after knot after knot we have there. So someone who's just flattering, how's he going to cut the knot? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, those people who flatter you, the pranam and pranami, they are your enemies. Because they keep you in illusion. They cannot cut the knots of bondage. And those persons, real sadhu guru Vaishnavas, who speak the unpalatable truth, they are actually your friend. So if we want to go back to Godhead, we want to develop bhakti, prem bhakti, then we must hear from real sadhu. And sadhu means literally to cut, not to flatter. So those words are a little painful sometimes. So Maharaj said, why don't you become a real das and stop just pretending that you are das? It was very heavy, like a spear. Just hit me in the heart. And that's the effect of hearing from real sadhu. And now Maharaj said, I know my words are pinching you, Murali. It's pinching, cutting, pinching. But I'm not your enemy, I'm your well-wisher. Do you understand? I'm your well-wisher. So the false ego, Maya, said, oh, this person's very unpalatable, he's too heavy, right? It's not very nice, it's not very flattering. My false ego doesn't really like this type of presentation of this person. But one who's very intelligent and can hear the value of the words and the effect of those words on our heart and consciousness, then you'll say, oh, this is Krishna's helping me. He's giving me the association of someone who can help me to reach my goal, which is prema, to get Krishna, go back to Krishna. So we always need to associate with sadhu guru Vaishnavas who speak unpalatable truth. Prabhupada says in the beginning, for conditioned soul, it's unpalatable. It's a nice medicine. Prabhupada said, yes, the nicest medicine is the bitter medicine. But we're afraid to take the bitter medicine. We want everything with the cherry sugar flavor, isn't it? So we're just cheating ourselves. And we remain with the tight knots within the heart, with the lust and all the material disease within our heart. Well, how long will it go on? When are we going to finally deal with the problem? Let's be honest. From Lord Brahma all the way down to the ant, everyone has the same problem, more or less. So the instruction is very clear that genuine, complete sincerity and surrender to Guru and Krishna, receiving their mercy and their blessing, is the only way to overcome all of these deep-rooted desires and material attachment within our heart. So let us rededicate ourselves again to taking the prescription that Srila Prabhupada has given us very seriously and very deeply, very internally. Spiritual life is internal, it's not external. If we internally are convinced and we internally convince Krishna, then very easily we can be uprooted from all of these material desires, material attachment for sinful life. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudev ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna. Thank you.